Iran said today it's rejecting a European proposal aimed at ending the standoff over its nuclear program. But as NPR's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, this may not be Iran's last word on the issue.
The proposal put forth by Britain, France, and Germany would guarantee Iran supplies of fuel for nuclear reactors, but Iran would have to promise not to restart work on converting and enriching uranium, a process Western countries believe is part of a nuclear weapons program. Iran insists it's using nuclear technology for the peaceful production of electricity, even though it has vast reserves of oil. Iran's new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was sworn in today. He didn't specifically mention the nuclear issue, but did say, quote, "We will not give in to those who want to violate our rights." Ahmadinejad may have been appealing to his populist base. John Wolfstahl is with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
I don't like negotiating by bullhorn because you never really know what's going on inside the room, especially in this context where I think many of the Iranian negotiators are playing to their domestic political audience. I think we have to be very careful about trying to interpret the public statements.
Public statements from the Europeans are firm, and they're backed by the U.S. The State Department issued a statement saying it supports the proposal from Britain, France, and Germany, known as the EU3. The U.S. wants Iran to continue a suspension of uranium enrichment agreed to in Paris. State Department spokesman Stephen Pike.
Over the past year, the EU3 has put considerable time and effort into developing this package. We'd encourage Iran to consider positively the EU3's offer, to continue to observe the Paris Agreement, and to refrain from taking steps that would violate the agreement.
The Europeans have called for a meeting on Tuesday of the International Atomic Energy Agency. It could refer Iran to the UN Security Council for possible sanctions. John Wolfstahl of the Carnegie Endowment says Russia and China aren't likely to go for that, but the U.S. would have other options.
Clearly, there are some in the Bush administration and elsewhere who want to go to the UN, and if the UN should fail to agree, they're more than happy to move to some sort of new coalition of the willing for economic sanctions or others. So I don't think it's a hollow threat, and I think Iran recognizes that.
Wolfstahl says there may be plenty of time for negotiations. He points to a recent U.S. intelligence estimate that Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear weapon. Nancy Marshall-Genzer, NPR News, Washington.